Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Well, I wish I could say that I was an inspirational artist, that I had some beautiful music to sing for you, but I think you would be mad at me if I did that. Good morning and welcome to Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to be speaking with a young lady who is joining us from the organization Philadelphia Fight, and there is an awesome event coming up that you should know about because June is AIDS Education Month, and they have a phenomenal event that's coming up to spark interest in testing and to bring people together. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about AIDS Education Month and a whole lot more. Let me give you the phone number now so you can be a part of the conversation today. 215-263-1039. We're going to start off the morning with a moment of inspiration.
No weapon formed against me. It won't work, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, say no.
Oh, There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one weapon, no.
Although they've said a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. Love that. We are Praise 103.9 FM. I'm Tiffany Bacon. This is Praise in the City. Let me give you the phone numbers because I have a little bit of a question for you. We are about to embark on AIDS Education Month. That is June. It has been designated as such. In fact, it's the 20th anniversary of AIDS Education Month. And I want to ask you, first and foremost, do you know the difference between AIDS and HIV? I'm just asking you that. Honestly, I want you to give me a call. Tell me if you know the difference between AIDS and HIV. Did you know that there was a difference? All right, give me a call, 215-263-1039. Here to start off the discussion is Megan Threats, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I had that right. Lord have mercy, I hate to butcher a person's name. She is the chair of the Step Up Against AIDS for Philadelphia Fight event. And I welcome you to the program this
Hi,
morning.
Tiffany.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Awesome sauce. Now, you're not a native of Philadelphia.
I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Michigan.
Okay. All right. Midwest lady over here on the East Coast hanging out with us for a tick or two. And you go to or went to what school?
I went to Michigan State University for my undergraduate degree, and I graduated from Syracuse University with my master's last year.
Nice. So how did you end up here in Philly?
I found out about the awesome work that Philadelphia Fight was doing, and I wanted to be a part of it, so I picked up my life and I moved to Philadelphia.
All right. So this event that you have called Step Up Against AIDS, what exactly is that?
The concept for Step Up Against AIDS was actually started by Tiffany Thompson, who is the director of the YHEP program at Philadelphia Fight.
And please, because, you know, acronyms, those of us who work in public health, we know about those acronyms, right. But everybody else might not.
Okay, so YHEP stands for the Youth Health Empowerment Center, and they serve populations for youth between the ages of 13 to 24. Mm-hmm. And so they do a bunch of different programs during AIDS Education Month, such as the Hip Hop for Philly concert. Mm-hmm. And this year, we really wanted to start a new event that spoke to meeting the youth population and doing something new and exciting. So we thought a really great way to spread the message of HIV and AIDS and getting kids tested would be using the stepping.
All right. Now, if you have ever been on a college campus or went to college, especially where there's a whole lot of black folks, then you know about the various fraternities and sororities and stepping. So what is this exactly? Is it a step show? Is it an exhibition? Is it a competition? Mm-hmm. What exactly is it?
So Step Up Against AIDS is actually going to be a stepping showcase. So it's not a competition. Mm-hmm. All of our acts and performers are doing this completely free. And they really just wanted to do it just to encourage the youth of the city, just to see what they have to aspire to if they do, you know, decide to attend college, just to see the type of communities of support that they can have to look forward to if they join a fraternity or sorority, and just to really learn about the tradition of stepping if they haven't been exposed to it before.
That's awesome. And who do you have on the bill so far?
So far, we're really excited. We have the Blue Assassin Step Squad, which is a group of members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated that are from different chapters on the East Coast. We also have the Delta Pi chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated from Cheney University. Ooh. We also have the Brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated from the Beta Gamma chapter. Mm-hmm. So we're super, super excited to see those guys step.
Wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. And where is it going to take place?
It's going to take place at the Temple Performing Arts Center on June 5th.
Okay, now that, for those of you who are not aware of the building up of TU, especially if you're an alum and you haven't been on campus in a while, so the Temple Performing Arts Center is the Baptist Temple, you know, the big church that sits in the middle of the block between Broad Montgomery and Broad Norris. So, you know, that's a pretty long block because really it should be three blocks, but it's really like one long block. So the performance area is right there in the old church, and it's a beautiful
gorgeous
building. So you guys came up with this when and why?
So the concept was actually created by Tiffany Thompson a few years ago.
Yeah, you mentioned that part, but like, why specifically that?
We wanted to give youth of the city an opportunity to be exposed to African-American fraternities and sororities. We wanted to give them an example for something, you know, outside of just the traditional, outside of just, you know, necessarily a concert or, you know, like b-boy breaking. We wanted to bring a different style of dance and something that is really traditional within our communities. And there's a lot of folks who necessarily haven't been exposed to that, especially if you're not on a college campus or have family members that are members of fraternities and sororities. We really wanted to bring it to the forefront, and we thought this would be a great event to do that.
All right. Before we continue on with the conversation here, we have Megan Threats, the chair of the Step Up Against AIDS for Philadelphia Fight, here in the studio with us. I do have a question for you. I want to test your knowledge since June is AIDS Education Month. I want to know if you know the difference between AIDS and HIV. And it might sound like a crazy question that I'm asking you, but I have been doing this work myself for a number of years. HIV, STD prevention education, I have been doing this work for teen girls in particular for about 4 years now. And I am amazed at how many people really don't know that much about AIDS and or HIV. So I'm asking you, my listening audience, my dedicated listeners, do you know what the difference is? Can you articulate it? Give me a call. Let me see what you know. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Tell me about what's happening in terms of the numbers for HIV, especially among the African-American community, and why this work is so important.
Well, it's really important because African-Americans are the racial ethnic group most affected by HIV. In 2010, it was estimated that African-Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV infections among adults and adolescents. Mm-hmm. So that's people from ages 13 and up. And that's really alarming because we only make up about 12% of the U.S. population. And the fact that we're being affected at a rate of 8 times that in comparison to the majority population is really alarming.
And why do you think we're so disproportionately affected?
Access to health care, access to HIV AIDS awareness and resources. And that's why I'm really, really excited to be working at a place like Philadelphia Fight, because we do a lot to make up for that disparity.
Mm-hmm. And what? Like, what other types of things are you guys doing? I know you have a whole month of programs, but what are the other types of things are you doing to combat that?
At our events, you could get tested for HIV, and particularly with Step Up and our event coming up for Hip Hop for Philly, youth between the ages of 13 to 24, you get a free rapid HIV AIDS test, you also get access to condoms, harm reduction education, and safe tech tips. So a lot of different things that are being done to more so prevent HIV and to protect yourself.
Okay. Now, here we're on the Praise Station, and of course, in the Christian faith, it is said in the Bible we're supposed to wait until we get married, but we do know a lot of people do not. And when you are engaging in sexual activity and protection is not used, you are at risk for a lot of diseases, infections, and things of that nature. So what is it that you actually say, if you have an education component to what you're doing, what is the type of thing that you say to a young person who is openly engaging in sexual activity?
We tell them to protect themselves. We want them to be aware that HIV is a very real thing, that they need to take every measure that they can to be safe and to be healthy. So through the use of condoms, having those conversations with their partner, you know, making sure that they check the status of their partner. All of those things may sometimes be uncomfortable conversations to have, but they're definitely necessary conversations to have.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest, like, barrier for people receiving that information? Would you say it's just ignorance to the threat of it? Do you think it's just, oh, I don't have to worry about that, so I'm not going to listen to it, or what?
I think sometimes violence. Yeah, I think sometimes people feel that it's something that they can't get because it's not necessarily in their face, or they think only certain communities are affected by it. But I think we all need to practice safe sex.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we want to take your phone calls. We're going to have a pretty in-depth conversation here this hour with Megan Threats. She is our special guest today. And June is AIDS Education Month. So I want to start with some some interesting questions for you. I want to know if you know the difference between AIDS and HIV. Don't look at me crazy all early on a Saturday morning. I see you peeping at your radio like, what is going on here? Yes, I want to know, do you know the difference? Because a lot of people actually do not. So do you know the difference between AIDS and HIV? Give me a call. Second part of the question, as we get deeper into the program, second part of the question is, does HIV even matter to you? Are you at all concerned about it? Why or why not? 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Dennis calling in from Willingboro, New Jersey. Dennis, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. What's your, well, first let me ask you the question. Do you know the difference between AIDS and HIV?
Yeah, sure. I pretty much know much about it.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, HIV is actually like human infection virus, like the virus that affects you. And if you are not able to take care of it for a long time, that's when it will fully born into AIDS. So AIDS is basically like a disease, whilst the HIV is like the infection. You know, when you don't take care of it or if you're not able to control it, that's when it goes into AIDS.
Okay, not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. And you had another comment, or was that your comment, sir?
Oh, no comment for now.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing your knowledge about the difference between AIDS and HIV. I don't know why I'm having trouble talking this morning. My goodness. All right, thank you, Dennis. We appreciate the call, and thanks for listening this morning. All right. Awesome. We'll see if we can get somebody else to call before we can reveal all of the tech differences between AIDS and HIV. I want to see if you know, 215-263-1039, the difference between AIDS and HIV. If you know that, give us a call. Also, I'd love to know from you, does it even matter to you? When you hear people talk about it now, people speak of it in a different way than was spoken of 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. So does it even matter to you now? Is it something that concerns you at all? Tell me why or why not? 215-263-1039. When you first started doing this work, Megan, what were some of the things you were most surprised to learn about the infection, and also just about how it's affecting people here in Philadelphia?
I think I was surprised at the ways in which HIV was affecting particularly African Americans. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I didn't necessarily know, but just the alarming rate and the statistics that I've started to find out as I started to do this work really troubled me. And it mm-hmm. seems like a lot of diseases and conditions disproportionately affect African Americans.
Yeah. And where you're from in the Midwest, what's it like there? Is it a big topic? Is it not talked about? And how deeply are people affected?
I will say when I was younger, there was a lot of conversation about HIV and AIDS just because of the prevalence of heroin use mm-hmm. and, you know, the use of, you know, dirty needles and things like that. And that was kind of like the only way you would see it. I remember seeing people in my community that, you know, were there one day and that weren't there the next day. And I didn't at the time didn't fully understand what the cause of that was. Mm-hmm. But as I got older, I started to have those conversations with my parents and started to realize that people were dying from AIDS.
Wow. Yeah, it you know, as time has gone on and and medicine and medical professionals have been able to really fully understand what the virus is and how it works and who it affects and how it is spread, you know, the view on it has changed. But it's amazing how so many people still believe and feel that if you're in the same room with a person who is HIV infected, or if you share a plate or utensil with a person who is HIV infected, they still believe that they can, quote unquote, catch it.
Right.
So, you know, in 2014, I'm still shocked that a lot of people are not aware of the modes of transmission of the disease.
Right.
Do you pretty much feel the same way?
Or? I definitely agree. I think there's a huge stigma still around how HIV is contracted, mm-hmm. The differences between HIV and AIDS. A lot of people aren't necessarily knowledgeable, and mm-hmm. it leads to a lot of harmful ignorance within the community.
Something that was recently brought up, by the way, was what is the man's name? And I'm tired of talking about him personally, but I'm going to bring it up because we're talking about this now. Donald Sterling, when he first came out after his big brouhaha, and he had an interview with some person in the media, and he was saying how Magic Johnson is not a role model because he was going around spreading AIDS, which by that token is showing his ignorance, because even he doesn't understand right. the difference between AIDS and HIV, because you can't spread AIDS.
Right.
But we'll get into that in a minute. I want to see who else knows the difference, and then we'll start breaking that down. Also want to know from you, my listening audience, does AIDS and HIV, does it concern you at all? Are you at all concerned about it? Give us a call. Tell us why or why not. You can remain anonymous. There is no judgment call if it doesn't matter to you. Just trying to get a consensus from my listening audience about this topic, because the disease is still around. It is still affecting our community in great numbers. So I just want to know, is it something that even crosses your mind? Does it bother you at all? Are you concerned at all? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's see if someone else can tell me the difference between AIDS and HIV. We have Ray calling in from the Philadelphia area. Ray, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Call in. My conception is that the HIV is when you find out that you actually have it in your system. And the AIDS is when everything takes over and you contract it, contract the disease that requires a lot of medication to control it. But it is controllable nowadays. It's not mm-hmm. as bad or such a monster as everybody think it is nowadays, I feel.
Okay, so very interesting. So it seems like both you and our previous caller pretty much, you know, had the right idea about it. But let's, Megan and I, give you the more specifics. And this is really important since AIDS Education Month begins tomorrow. We want to kind of start the education on the radio now, just so people who are listening right now have the idea of the difference between HIV and AIDS. So HIV stands for human immunodeficiency. I'm sorry. Yes, human immunodeficiency virus. Mm-hmm. It's an acronym. So basically, that is the virus that's in your body. So a person can have HIV and not have AIDS. AIDS stands for acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It's a collection of conditions that happens as a result of having HIV. So a person can have HIV and not AIDS, but a person cannot have AIDS and not have HIV. So if you're getting a test to find out if you have this disease, you're not getting an AIDS test, you're getting an HIV test. The test is going to look for the antibodies to the virus.
Because HIV. It can lay dormant in your system for some years, right?
Yes, that is correct. So HIV can lay dormant in your system for a number of years, and you might not progress to AIDS for up to 10 years or so. It all depends on the individual. It depends on the body. It depends on how a person is taking care of themselves, whether or not they progress to AIDS. And to Donald Sterling's comment, you know, which was very incorrect, Magic Johnson does not have AIDS. He has HIV. He never progressed to having AIDS.
It was a miracle.
Well, he took care of himself. And at the time he contracted it, you know, I guess because he was an athlete and was already kind of, you know, staying healthy, he was able to kind of stay away from all the other.
God has a part to play in it, too.
Of course, God has a part to play in it. But he was able to keep himself healthy, and he also took his medication. So anybody who finds out that they are HIV positive, we always tell them it is important to, A, take your medication, get tested early to find out you have it, take the medication, and definitely maintain a good, you know, healthy lifestyle, because that will help prevent you from progressing to AIDS. We hope will help prevent you from progressing to AIDS. Thank you so much, Ray. We appreciate you.
I have one more thing to say.
Sure.
I would like to encourage all the young people to practice safe sex, because it's not cute, all these young people having these babies, 14 years old. So I think they should practice safe sex. And it's not so bad having sex with a condom.
Okay. All right, Rick. Thank you so much. We appreciate your comment this morning.
Well, you have a great day and God bless you.
All right. You have a great day as well. We are talking about AIDS Education Month here on Praise in the City. On Praise 103.9 FM, taking your phone calls right now. Are you at all concerned about this disease? Do you know how it is affecting our community, especially here in Philadelphia? What are your thoughts on AIDS and HIV? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Also, if you're a parent, throw in there, do you have this conversation about this disease in particular with your kids? At all? If so, what does that sound like? If you're looking for some advice or whatnot, this is a good time to ask the question. We're talking about it today. We're getting deep on this Saturday morning. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Stay right there. Praise in the City continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're in the second half of our program this morning, having a good discussion about AIDS Education Month and what the difference is between AIDS and HIV, informing the community this morning and having a conversation with you, my awesome listening audience, about how important this subject is to you or not. Is it something you think about? Is it something that concerns you? If you're a parent, do you talk to your children about AIDS and HIV? And if so, what does that conversation sound like? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Myrna, calling in from the Philadelphia area. Myrna, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, and yourself?
I am breathing on schedule, thank you.
I'm blessed. I'm Amen. Blessed. Thank God for that.
Awesome. So what's your comment, Myrna?
Well, my comment is I know many, many people do not know anything about HIV and mm-hmm. AIDS, mm-hmm. and they don't even know the difference between.
Mm-hmm.
I am a worker in which I will not describe my company.
Okay.
But I've been with this company for 14 years,
mm-hmm.
and I work with them in reference of helping people. And besides that, we deal with a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between HIV and AIDS is when the virus take over,
mm-hmm.
and it kills all your CD4,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes to be AIDS after it goes below 200.
Right.
The immune, the virus itself, mm-hmm. which is the HIV,
mm-hmm.
the HIV will, anybody could get it. Mm-hmm. But it's like I heard a few minutes ago, it's not something like you were saying about Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson was not giving AIDS. He was probably weakening our judgment
mm-hmm.
or make a judgment because he might have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
He might have the virus under control in
mm-hmm.
which is not detectable.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not detectable, it's difficult to transfer.
Right.
Even though, you know, if he's taking medication and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot say Magic Johnson, like the guy said, Magic Johnson was spreading AIDS.
Right.
That's completely, totally wrong.
Right.
And I disagree with that.
Right.
The HIV is just the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I am a mother. I encourage my grandkids, because I have grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage them, you know, and I talk to them about the HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about the AIDS. So we both touch those points, which is very important
mm-hmm.
today's day in this society,
mm-hmm.
as the HIV is spreading tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It is. Mother who got kids, or they have HIV and they get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
the mothers, if they take care of themselves immediately that they get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
the child will be born without the HIV. For that, they got to be tested for 6 months period to make sure that the mm-hmm. blood is properly clean.
And it sounds, Myrna, you sound very, very knowledgeable about HIV and AIDS, and I think that's awesome. And I do encourage you to have these conversations with your friends and your coworkers, anybody that you encounter that, you know, doesn't seem to know that much about it. Not in a way to say, oh, you don't know anything, child, please.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to inform them, because it's important, especially at this stage in the game, 30 plus years later, that we all know what it is, how you get it, and just to be able to talk about it right. knowledgeably. So thank you so much for your phone call. I really appreciate you today.
Sure. And also, I would like to mention before I hang up, people are ignorant about the transfer of the HIV, thinking that if they eat with the same spoon, same plate,
right.
they will get contagious.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Right. And we're actually going to talk about you're right. It's not true. We are going to talk about the modes of transmission in a few minutes. But thank you so much for bringing that up. I appreciate you today.
You're very welcome. And God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a great day.
Yeah, amen. You do the same.
All right. Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to B calling in from New Jersey. B, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, God bless. I'd like to first of all give all praise and honor and due to God. I've been living with the virus. June 3rd, it will be 24 years. I was diagnosed the same time Magic Johnson was.
Okay.
And I just wanted to make a couple of points that... One, the lady was right that you have HIV if your viral load is 200 and above, or you can also contract AIDS if your viral load is above 200 and you start to have opportunistic infections.
That's right.
Different type of infections also.
Right. And there's like 22 or 24 opportunistic infections.
Right.
That plus HIV qualifies you as having AIDS.
Right.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I feel that it should be teach and taught in schools and in churches, especially because it's a lot of stereotype and people are not really educated about it. And then, you know, they have a stigma. About you, even family members, they're not educated. They still have some type of fear, you know, about it or whatever.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. And thank you so much for bringing up. I'm glad to hear that you are living. You are surviving with the disease, and I encourage you to continue to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's only through God's grace. Only through God's grace.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your phone call, and I definitely thank you for listening this morning.
Yeah, and also, if anybody, they should take the course at Philadelphia Fight.
Project Teach.
HIV, you know, they educate you. They have different courses at Philadelphia Fight to be able to, you know, to educate people.
Oh, good. That's good. And Megan Threats is here, and she can tell us a little bit more about that in a few minutes. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, my brother.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day.
All right. Peace.
All right. I want to take a few more calls, and then you can tell us about the education programs that you have there at your organization for anyone who's listening and interested, and they can find out more. Let's go to Tracy calling in from Darby, who has been waiting patiently. Tracy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning to everyone. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
I just wanted to piggyback off of your guest speaker and what she was saying about the ignorance of the virus when it was first when it first came out in the early 80s and the 90s. Having worked in the medical field during that time, I can tell you that it was a very scary time because people really did believe that you could contract the disease just by touching someone or handling that person's silverware and different things like that. Mm-hmm. And again, I worked in the medical field, and the floor that I worked on, it was a med-surg floor. And so we took care of a lot of AIDS and HIV patients, and due to the ignorance and of the disease, we had many nurses that wouldn't even show up for work just because they feared having to take care of a HIV or a AIDS patient. That's just how scary it was during that time.
Right.
And I've lost, it has affected me. I've lost several friends, and many of my childhood schoolmates died of the disease. And I can say that for our young people, I would say that we can teach them and we can tell them, but when you see this on a daily basis, such as I did, it becomes a reality that it could actually happen to you if you are promiscuous. And so, and then, you know, how does it affect the family? You have that mother that's pregnant. She doesn't even know that she's HIV. A lot of times women don't even find out, pregnant women don't even find out that they have the disease until they've given birth to a child.
Right.
And, you know, the medical field, they take, do all of these blood tests on the baby, and it comes back that the baby is born with this disease.
Right.
And, I mean, it's, it does impact. It impacts not only the family, but it impacts the community.
Absolutely. And so, and one of the reasons why, I'm pretty passionate about talking about this here on the program on Praise, because we all know if you're listening to Praise, you already believe God, you trust God, you know that Jesus is your Savior. You are already, you already know this. But the thing that's that is the separate part is that I think sometimes we forget that everybody isn't following the word all the time, every minute of the day. People fall off the mark. We all know that, you know, we all fall short of the glory of God. Some people fall short sexually. And when you do that, if you are not protecting yourself, you are opening yourself up to a variety of things, especially if you don't know what the person has. And 99.9% of the time, unless there is a sore or something that is very present, you have no idea what the other person has. So even on the promiscuous side, you don't even have to be promiscuous. You have to have sex one time with an infected person, and you're not protected for you to be exposed to the virus. And I think it is important to have this conversation and to remind people on Praise that that is still very much out there. Even if you know the word, if you fall short in that area, married people end up being HIV positive. If a partner, if one of the married couple steps out and comes back, doesn't use protection and comes back, they can bring that back into the marriage. It has happened. It does happen.
It happens. And I'll say this, and I know that other callers are on the phone. I mean, it was during that time where physicians weren't able to determine how married women or, you know, were coming up with this disease. And, the husbands having to come out and say, well, I slept with another man, and then wanting the medical staff to tell that wife, no, that's your responsibility. And not only that, we can teach, abstinence for our young people, but what if they're not abstinence? We need to teach them to at least use some form of protection. You know, I started talking with my two sons after, you know, working in the medical field all of this time and seeing what I saw on a daily basis, I began to educate them because we're not able to be with them 24 hours a day. And so, you know, and at some point, those desires are going to come upon them. We teach them to, if you're not going to be abstinent, at least use protection. HIV, it looks just like me and you. You know, again, if you don't see a sore, if you don't see something, then how do you know? Having worked in the medical field for over 20-something years, I'm almost able to look at an individual and see some sign. You know, if you work in the medical field and this is what you work with on a daily basis, then you're able to see that. But people who do not work in that environment, they really don't know. So, again, it's important that we educate you know, our young people, because it is affecting them as well.
All right,
and then
great
to have
comments.
To bring a child into the world with that disease is a bigger impact. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you.
God
I
bless
hope
you.
That this message reaches all, and it's not even just the young people. We keep harboring on the young people. You have middle-aged people. You even have
and seniors.
You know, seniors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, really, it wasn't just a young people that I took care of with the disease. It was middle age, and it was even some seniors that, you know, I witnessed, you know, die to the disease.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Again, I guess it's just because our young people are our future. We definitely want to reach them, but it's definitely not just the age group. It's, you know, the young people. It's everyone.
Absolutely. Tracy, thank you so much. I really appreciate your comments, and thank you for your knowledge this morning.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Last caller of the day, Marshall, calling in from Chester, PA. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I just basically had a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a young mom, not too young, under 30, but and I know that this disease and including the virus itself affect my age group a whole lot. My comment is basically just in regards to, I've heard a lot of callers call in and refer to the ignorance, which it is a great ignorance within our community, whether or not the kids want to learn about the disease itself, or like you said, we think we're untouchable when we're clearly not. You know, it's always best that we get tested for the virus itself every 6 months to a year, as they as they expect us to. But my thing is, I've only been saved for a little over 5 years. I started having sex when I was young, of course, not so much that I felt like I could not contract anything, excuse me, in that respect, but I just was careless at the time when I was younger. So again, I've only been saved for the last 5 years. But for the last four, I chose celibacy. And that's my fear when I go to get back out there. Like I make sure I do get myself tested for the virus itself. But it's like, because I don't know who my partner will end up being down the line. You know, I know that it's important before we even take that step, which I pray to God that it's not until I'm married, you know, that he has not been out there during this entire time and may have contracted something that we're not aware of and things like that.
Right. And I hate to do this to you because we're literally down to like 1 minute and I have to make sure I close with my guest. But if you could call us back next time and finish your story, because I think you're saying some really important stuff, and it's important that we continue to have these discussions. And you know, when you are in the dating phase, if you're with somebody that you're like, you know what, I really think we're about to get married, let's have these conversations, it's important that you feel comfortable enough to have this conversation about, okay, let's go get tested, let's talk about what we have done, let's really have like a clean slate as we approach marriage, so that there are no surprises a few months down the line. All right.
And I know that you're pressed for time, so I just wanted to say one very quick last thing. And I just think the promoting of homosexuality, I think that's one thing that everyone missed. And that's my fear with my 9-year-old son growing up in this day and age. But I definitely thank you for giving me that opportunity to call in on today. But I think that's another thing that they missed in the, you know, as far as the virus being so present within our community nowadays, because that's promoted so much out in the world today. But I thank you, and God bless you all.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Megan, we literally have to go. Please tell people when the Step Up Against AIDS event is in Philly.
It's this Thursday, June 5th at Temple Performing Arts Center. Testing begins at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 6, and the event starts at 7. Youth between the ages of 13 to 24 that get an HIV test get a free ticket to our Hip Hop for Philly concert, which is starring Wale.
All right. And that was a quick, girl, you know about some 30 seconds. Amen. So listen, we have to go. Much love to my offsite producer, Donovan West. We didn't get to some of the other modes of transmission for HIV. I will have a second part to this so that we can continue with the education. We have the whole month of June to do it. Much love to Donovan West, our offsite producer, and our in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye. We'll
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.